The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Anyway, how's it going?
So difficult.
So difficult.
I don't know how I'm going to do carry on.
I said a little more difficult. I didn't say impossible.
It's been a week.
I'm saying me complaining about it.
Oh, you complaining about it.
It's been a week.
It's been a week. Yeah. Want to hear about my week?
Yeah, as long as you want to hear about mine afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Cruise of the Pines was last weekend. I think I made it.
What?
Cruise of the Pines was last weekend.
Oh.
When this,
you're talking in the future.
I'm talking Monday morning when everybody's tuning in.
Oh, okay.
Currently, it's Thursday, the day before Cruise of the Pines weekend. But when this episode comes out, Cruise of the Pines was last weekend. I think I made it. I made it. But as of right now... we're looking good. The saga of the Forerunner continues. Everybody who's kind of like aware knows that I've struggled for many, many years with a gas tank in this truck, from like it not filling up correctly and like a whole bunch of stuff. All that stuff works now. At least I think so. I haven't actually filled it up. I got this fixed in.
This goes back to our conversation and the beginning of our podcast about taking your vehicle to places that specifically know about that part of your vehicle.
Right. Which I did.
So like,
and it was still a,
you took it to BioCustoms.
I did.
BioCustoms doesn't build, they're not specifically building fuel tanks. You know what I'm saying?
They can though. They have.
Well, I can too. That doesn't mean I know the fuel process because there's
that's
specific.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, you have to know like how much power the fuel pump needs, how the length of the fuel, the length between the fuel tank, because it changes when you put it in a different location to the where it's pumping to. Mm-hmm. And then there's different pumps. So if they put a different pump in it, like there's all kinds of these different things. And if the fuel goes underneath, but below the fuel pump, or does it stay above the fuel pump? Because there's times when there's not enough pressure to like, if it goes and then like goes underneath something and then goes back up. So, like, it just goes back to that conversation of, like...
So, then who would you take it to if you needed the fuel cell repaired?
Someone that is confidently... Well, can confidently fix it.
Well, they confidently fixed it. But it's... Yeah. They confidently... The problem stemmed many... I mean, I don't have to go all the way back to the beginning. Just, I have to kind of more recently do it. So, I went into bio with a cracked fuel cell. That's what I went in with. They're welders. They know how to do that. So it was working fine. So the Bobby from Sadistic who built the tank first, I guess, understands that stuff because it worked perfectly fine. The only problem was actually getting fuel into it. And that was actually turned out to be a venting issue, needed a bigger vent. But after a whole bunch of process, I finally got to that point, which I've mentioned, I haven't actually put gas in it since then because I had them fix the crack and move a couple things around. And then since I don't drive it much, I never filled it up with fuel. So then I take it to Chubb's last November and go to put gas in it. Gas won't go in it. I take it back to them. Then that's when they figure out, it needs the vent. Okay, go ahead.
I was going
to say,
you look
like you're just dying to say something.
So you went and got the fuel spit. But then you waited months on end to actually see if the problem was fixed.
Well,
because you never put fuel in it. Wouldn't the first thing you do is to leave BioCustoms, drive to AMPM right
which
there?
Which I did.
And fuel?
Which I did. And fuel went into it because here's the rub, right?
So you just didn't fill it all the way up.
Well, every time I filled it up, it was empty. And so I think what was happening was, since it was empty, it had more room to vent or something. Because when I took it to Chubb's, it had half a tank in it still. And that's when I went to go fill it up again. And I think it having a half a tank put too much pressure in the tank, and it was spitting it back out. That's why the bigger vent needed to be made. So get that fixed. I get it back, and it's not running right. Like, that truck runs really, really well. And it wasn't running quite right. And it was having a long time to crank it over. So, like, that was back in December. That was back in December. And so I get it back, talk to a couple people. Their first thought was like, oh, you know, it's probably the fuel pump bleeding pressure back into the tank. Since then, I have tried to get my mechanic to fix it. And I don't know if my mechanic just isn't interested in doing it, or he's got a very busy thing going on too. It's not really high on his priority list. Wasn't really high on my priority list. So like every time be like, hey, can you do it? No, I can't do it. Hey, can you do it? I can't do it. So then I wasn't driving or anything. So I put it off. So it comes down to this week. And I talked to him before I left for Mini Nats, he did some maintenance. And that's the funny thing about my mechanic is, if I take the Titan or the Camry in there, he just, no problem. So that's what leads me to believe, like, maybe he doesn't feel comfortable working on this truck.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm like, get him going and say, look, I need this fixed. I need this fixed. And even before I left for Minneapolis, I said, when I get back, I'm going to the show in Arizona, and I'm like committed to this thing. I have to go. And he's like, okay. So then now comes this week, and he's like, I'm busy. I got this. I got this. I got this. And so I went out to the garage, and I was like, talk to a couple more people. And they're like, well, you know, if you cycle the key and let it build pressure, it'll start. And that's exactly what it did. So like I went in there, cycled it a few times. What I was fighting before, because this is a very long, complicated story, because one time I pulled it out because my kid wanted me to pick her up from school in it. And I went to go jump in it. And usually I jump in this thing, hit the key, and it goes. But this one was like cranking, cranking, cranking. And what I was fighting was the compressors. So like every time like I turned the key on to let it cycle, the compressors would kick on. And I don't have the greatest battery in that truck. So it was draining the battery. So I took a different approach this time. I was like, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to disconnect the compressors and then cycle the key and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Cycle. And it fired right up. So that is that. The thing.
So it could even be a voltage issue.
It could be. See, and that was the thing. So like I also had Mike in our club lined up to help me out. And he's like, well, just, you know, and he's in Norco. I'm up in the high desert. It's about an hour-ish drive to his house. And he's like, well, let's bring it down after work. I can swap out the fuel pump and stuff. But I was like, okay, I was kind of like getting myself geared up towards that. And then I thought, I was like, well, what if it's something else? What about if we blow this thing apart and it's not, and something, it's something else. And now I've ran out of time. Cause right now it runs and I can drive it. And so I told Mike, I was like, okay, never mind. You know, I'm going to take a different approach at it. And then maybe one day I'll get my mechanic or someone else who knows how to diagnose those things. Cause that goes back to what we're talking about. Like people who know what they're doing.
So, yeah. Cause there's like again, BioCustoms, they're suspension guys and they're welders. And just cause you know how to weld up a fuel cell doesn't necessarily mean you're a pro in that. Cause I remember like when Holly's Titan got body dropped and she was having like problems, and I was like, just take it to like someone that knows wiring. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be someone that knows Nissans, because all vehicles are the same. Right. They all have a motor. They all have an alternator. They all have a battery. They all send signals, and that signals have to be a certain voltage. If not, things aren't going to work. And that's like, you have a tiny battery in that truck.
Yeah. It's not the battery for the truck.
Yeah. So like, it might just be a thing where you need to actually make that thing like,
it's definitely fuel related. Cause I've had the truck for 10 years now.
Yeah, but a fuel related could be electric related.
Oh, it could be. It could be.
So,
it could be a lot.
So the fuel pump could be fine. It just could be not getting enough voltage to pump the fuel where it needs to go. Cause you got to remember, it's not in the same location. It's about 2 feet farther.
Right.
So that could need the perfect amount of voltage to get that 2 feet.
Yeah.
So if you're turning it on and the compressors are on, like your battery could be going down. So, I mean, there's a multitude of things, but
that's why I didn't rush to go rip it apart and just start stabbing in the dark. Cause it needs a mechanic who knows how to properly diagnose things with, you know, fuel, with fuel pressure, gauges and stuff like that. So anyway, I was like, you know, it's running. So the other thing that I had was, the registration was up on it, and I needed to go get it smogged. Now I'm going to start this conversation first by saying this. Yes, I live in California. Yes, it needs smogs. Yes, I know your state doesn't have smog.
Well, no, most states do have smogs.
Well, the people who are going to comment on this, Yes, I know your state doesn't have smogs. Okay. Yes.
There's like one person that's going to comment on it. Like,
oh, no. No, there's not one person.
No one cares. I have nobody cares.
No, a lot of people care. I have a multitude of messages with people very concerned about the smog situation with that truck.
They live in the sticks and have nothing to do.
Well, so I'm just starting the conversation like that because it is going to get a little hairy. So I go to take it to get it smogged. Mind you, this truck passes smog every time I've taken it with no issues. Well, now it's running a little weird because although it is running a little weird. It's got a little like misfire to it. I think it's running a little lean is actually what I think it's running, but it's still running fine. I drove it all day yesterday. It was great. So I go get it smogged. My trusty smog guy, not a hot smog guy, but a trusty smog guy, puts it on the machine, and like I'm just kind of standing there. For people who do get their car smogged and who are, you know, can't get it registered without getting it smogged, it's like sitting at the doctor's office waiting for this thing to get smogged because you're waiting for these results, right? So I'm standing there, like sitting there very, you know, anxiously, and he comes out and he goes, oh, and I'm like, he's like running on the machine a little longer than normal. I'm like, this is kind of taking a minute. And he comes out and he's like, oh, he's like, well, he's like, I'm going to have to like try a different thing here. Cause he's all, it's a normal thing with third gen 4Runners. Second gen 4Runners, a 3.0 4Runners. I don't know what it is, but it's always these. He's all, I got to get it a little hot. And I was like, okay. Yeah. So he just starts revving on this thing and it passes. So that's why I'm like, cause before, like it never did that. He just rolls it on, hits a thing and it passes smog. So, and then he hits me with, he's like, yeah, man, he's like, oh, this is, and like I said, he's a friend of mine. And, he's like, man, so this is probably the last time I ever see your truck. And I was like, oh, what are you like closing shop? What's going on? He's like, no, he's like, California is going to take 95 and older vehicles. And now instead of going to like me, cause like they're without going into a bunch of great detail, there are regular smog guys, there are star smog stations, and there are state referees. And he's all, now California's going to make it to where anything older than 95 has to go to a state referee. Mm. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, what do you think, how do you think I'm going to fare having this kind of unique vehicle? Because, you know, it's got a fuel cell. The exhaust is a little shorter. It's not a full exhaust. And we talked about it. And he's like, nah, you won't have any problems. He's like, it's all stock. The whole thing is 100% stock. So you won't have any problems. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So we'll see. I got 2 years. 2 years until that.
Yeah, because do you still have the stock gas cap on there and stuff?
Yeah, I still have the stock gas cap. Yeah. I have all of the emissions stuff on the motor. Even because, like, the other thing I was concerned is, like, because it has a it doesn't have a cold air intake, but it just has the type of cone filter on the front. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what about the filter? Because will it fail visual? And he goes, well, no, because it's still stock. That's just the filter. But it still has all the stock crap behind it. So he says, you're going
to. So you get like a state referee on a bad day.
That's the thing. But then again, like, you know, he was like, even if it goes, because like, he's like, you think about it. He's like, if they're playing, there are millions of pre-95 vehicles on the road and there are not that many state inspection stations. Are they going to hire more people? Are they going to open more stations? It might just be like an attempt and then forget it kind of thing, which happens a lot. Yeah. But anyway,
be nice if they went like the route of the state of Washington and just got rid of smog stations, because the more newer vehicles you get on the road, the less the actual older vehicles impact the air quality.
That's what I was thinking.
And especially with California, because the more, I know people like talk crap on EVs and stuff, but people don't think, they just like the top layer of the cake. Oh, EVs are stupid, but they're not thinking like. Logically, if you get enough EVs on the road,
there won't be a need for smog stations.
There won't be a need for smog stations.
And then what because if you
you're all these cars that idle sitting on the freeways, that's the problem. That's what ruins the air quality, right? Mm-hmm. So like, and so if you have, I don't know how many millions of vehicles sit on freeways every day, but if those start to not emit emissions, it's just like when your older vehicle has, like the, what is it? I'm not thinking of the term right, but like it can emit more pollution than a newer vehicle because it's an older vehicle. And it's like they don't take a 1985 Toyota pickup truck and test it the exact same way as a brand new car. Right. It's allowed to emit a certain amount of emissions because there's less of those on the road.
Right. Yeah. And if you think about it, if you sit on the freeway, next time you're sitting on the freeway, count how many pre-2000s vehicles there are. They're not a lot. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I'm just over here just doing my thing, just trying to get my truck to cruise to the Pines this weekend, which is looking good. Yeah. Like I said, it's running great. I don't have any reason.
Do you still have that fuel filter they put on there?
Yes. That's the other
thing. I wonder if that's the problem.
It could be. Because my mechanic, I love my mechanic. He's a great dude. He just like has some quirks and features, you know.
Well, see, mechanics are like that. Mechanics get very set in their ways. Uh-huh. And when they don't want to, like, there's certain things I'll take to, I have two different friends out here that are mechanics, and I will take two separate things to them because they don't want to deal with certain things.
Right.
You know what I mean? One deals with very cut and dry things, and the other will mess around with custom stuff.
Right.
So, like, that's where I was saying, like, you got to make sure, you can't just have this one mechanic guy that you solely rely on. You got to have, like, a backup.
Yeah.
So even people that, like, that would, there's, like, the Tanners of the world.
I think that's honestly who I need to talk to.
No, you need not him really, but like a Mike Pruitt, you know what I mean?
Who owns
a mechanic shop that works on a lot on older vehicles that understands. Yeah, he works on a lot of C10s. Yeah, he does this, but they're all the same.
Right.
It's all about pressure, voltage, you know, length of line, like elevation changes, like all these things that a person that works on hot rods or a person that works on custom vehicles understands. Mm-hmm. So even though your stuff is almost all factory, they could be like, oh, yeah, it just needs like this. And then it's totally
fine. That's the thing. So like, and I'm not trying to put anybody on blast. It just is what it is. You know, they bio guys let me know. They're like, hey, man, do you know your truck doesn't have a fuel filter? I was like, no way. I'm like, so they're like, do you want us to put one in? And I'm like, well, yeah, that makes a ton of sense. Talk to my mechanic. He's like, no, that's not how those trucks work.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I was saying. Like, I would let Tim and the guys at Bio do anything to my truck, but when it comes to like motor work or any of that stuff, like I'm probably going to go somewhere else.
Right.
But that's most shops. Yeah. Like, not all shops are like this all encompassing thing. There's very few shops that'll do everything.
Yeah, and that's what my mechanic said. So he's like, "What fuel filter did they use? You know, where did they put it? Like." Yeah.
Is there resistance that like in the fuel filter that's not allowing the pump to push through that filter?
Exactly. That could be the whole problem.
You could literally I bet you could just take that fuel filter off. Did they cut the line?
Well, that's the thing is it's not.
Is it like an inline?
It's an inline, but it's not rubber. It's hard lined in. So they had to like cut it and flare it and put the.
Oh, then that's your problem. Just take that off and put a new line in.
Well, yeah.
100% that's your problem. That's like the. They didn't start acting up till they put that in, and it's a hard line filter. You can't see through it. You can't take it out and blow through it.
No,
like an inline plastic.
No,
filter?
No, it's like a metal.
Oh yeah, take that out.
Okay, that's probably why it was running lean too. It's just like
it's not getting enough fuel into the motor, so it changes the computer. Does weird things to change it.
Oh man, okay, well, see, and that's the thing is I could have bombed it down to Mike's and we could have ripped out the fuel tank and the fuel filter.
That's
and
the thing.
The fuel pump.
Well, you could just bring it here and we can just put it. They cut the rubber line and put.
No, there's no rubber. It's a hard line.
Oh, so they cut the hard line?
The hard line, flared it, put fittings on it and blah, 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 blah. So it actually needs a new hard line from the tank to the motor. We're not going to fuck with it. We're not going to mess with it.
Yeah, if it was a rubber line.
We're going to ride that thing up to Cruise to the Pines.
We're not going to mess with it till you're halfway up the mountain and there's no turnout and you're like, we should have messed with this.
No, I think it'll be fine. Like I said, it's running good. It's running real good. After we're done here, I'm going to load it up on the trailer, going to wash it because we were talking about.
Till you're going up a mountain like this and you're pressed onto the gas and it's trying to. Get gas from that tank all the way in the back.
Hey,
push it all the way through.
Hey, no, we're not doing that. We're gonna make it. Everything's gonna
I'm
be
throwing
fine.
A strap. I'm throwing a strap in the Maverick.
The Mavi's gonna pull it all the way.
No, I'll pull it to the nearest turnout.
No, I thought you're gonna pull that
actually
bitch all the way up to the show.
No, someone else can do that. I'll no, actually, because what is gonna end up happening is. You're doing the cruise. You and Ivan are going to do the cruise.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to do the
you're
cruise.
Are we meeting you up there?
I'm just, when we leave my house, you guys will go to the meet spot. I'm just going to take off
up
there.
That's cool.
Because there's no one riding with me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to get rolling footage. Mm-hmm. So like, and it's so hard to get rolling footage. And it's so hard to get rolling footage going up the mountain anyway.
Yeah.
So like, there's only one spot technically that you can really get it. You know
what
I mean?
After
so like,
the gas station before the hills?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's like that two-lane highway that kind of starts to go up. So like that's where you want to, because also people don't meet at that gas station anymore. They just go from the spot straight up.
They don't stop.
Oh, no, because it got too many people. And
yeah,
they
it was. Yeah, I was getting kind of. Well, the last time I went, it was getting kind of crazy. Which is when was the last time I went? Man, I don't know. It was a long time ago. But I gotta talk to Mike Milan. See if he's right.
He's not going.
He's not going.
He's not going.
So then I'm just gonna trailer the truck up to the show. How about that? I'm gonna go with you.
The whole point is to drive it up there and make content of you driving your truck to.
Well, a
show.
Lot of it's just gonna be me. And that's gonna I'm gonna have to like forgive people about that. Like, okay, look, it's just me with just putting the camera out the window. It's not gonna be
that's
great.
That's okay. That doesn't have to be cinematic. It just has to be fun.
I gotta send you. Have you seen those TikToks with people putting the pockets on suction cups on the back of their rides and getting rollers? Like, there's a guy who it's great. He does these like random rollers on the freeway. It's like a rig or like a minivan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I was actually on a shoot Monday morning, and I got a new. This thing.
Oh, you got a new gimbal?
Yeah, I got a new gimbal.
Nice.
The reason I got a new gimbal is because my old one worked totally fine. I loved it. Mm-hmm. But I would have to connect a wire to put the record button.
Oh, you remember you saying
that. Well, that wire plugged right into where my screen swiveled. Mm-hmm. So if I was shooting low, the screen wouldn't go flat. And it bothered the crap out of me.
Yeah.
So if I was like hanging out of the back of my truck and getting a really low shot, the screen was still like cockeyed like
this. So
you're
just sort of like...
So now that's Bluetooth. So that's Bluetooth. So there's no connection between the camera and the thing. And so it'll go flat. So if that thing's on the ground, I can see the screen now. So, but I busted that thing out first time using it, you know, and it started doing this weird thing. And I'm like, okay, well, I have two options. I can go pocket or I can go handheld. And I just went handheld because as good as the pocket is, it doesn't there's still like limitations, you know what I mean? Like
it's not,
even when I was doing this, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But again, there's like, even when I was doing the Stay Loaded stuff the other day, like I didn't use the pocket. I just used my phone for the reels just because you just don't have that option of zooming in enough.
You
know? You can zoom in a little bit, but not enough. But yeah, those like, if you just like, if it's just you and you have a suction cup, throw it on the back of your car, and then you can literally control it with your phone.
Yeah,
like track it. Yeah, it's super legit.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, the pocket. Yeah, definitely the pocket. It is it's just another tool. Like I was at
that's
a,
the
I
thing.
Was at
yeah,
thing
phone, pocket, GoPro, big camera.
Yeah,
like you don't need anything else.
Yeah, I was at a little thing last weekend. We were watching a band play at this like little open house, and it was a bunch of like customs and stuff, hot rods.
I was going to ask you about that. Did you forget to change yours from D-Log to regular?
Yeah. Did you notice
that? And then you didn't color grade it?
No.
So all you got to do is it's a LUT that's on the DJI website, and you just download it, install it in Premiere, and then when you just go to Creative, and then boom, and it fixes it.
Well,
I
imported them onto my phone, and I just did it from my phone, so I didn't have that option. Yeah, I was wondering if anybody noticed that.
So I was like, oh, he forgot to change it.
Well, I'm back on it for this one. So, and I need to change it because I don't do any of that stuff.
you're back on D-Log for this, right?
Yeah, I'm back on D-Log for this.
Yeah.
But same thing. I was at this little shindig thing and bust out the pocket, did a couple things. But as we were watching the band, I'd like to like get real close on like the hands and stuff on the instruments. I bust out my phone, did a little of that, did a little of this. It works.
Yeah, it's just the combination of everything.
Yeah,
creates the content.
Yeah.
that you want. Because if you can't create the content you want, then you just kind of like, you go, oh, well, I don't want to do it.
Which is kind of funny because we often say like, oh, gear doesn't matter. Just use whatever you got. Well, no, you need a $700 pocket. You need an $1,100 phone.
Well, technically, you could have done all that with your phone.
No, yeah,
you didn't need the pocket. The pocket.
I'm just saying that when you say that using that combination of those things is quite pricey, but anyway, whatever. Anyway, so with this episode, I put a thing out earlier this
week. Hey man, you never asked me about my week.
Pardon me.
This goes right back to the footage I was the footage I was reviewing of us going down the roller coaster.
Yeah.
And because I was editing the last podcast, so I was like, wanted to put stuff right.
Yeah, and you just happen to have all that great footage that I
of your face going down the roller coaster. You never once turn the camera around to show the viewer what you were doing. You only wanted to show the viewer your face.
Well,
yeah, to be fair, because like I just think when you're like when you're editing, you want to get the viewer, you want to show them what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you could still see what you're doing when you're on there.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, it just made me laugh because that's just
how I am.
It is. It is.
I'm only concerned about myself.
It makes me laugh.
I'm trying to be better.
Anyways, I didn't do anything last week except go see Bill Burr.
Oh yeah,
which was amazing.
That's cool.
And I need to actually look at something on my phone here real quick because it has to do with another thing that I did this week that I can't remember the name.
Oh yeah, gotta make sure about that.
Yeah, let's see.
And that's what I've been trying to be better at. I've been like answering messages. I've been responding back quickly.
I'm just trying to get better at this thing. It's like when someone calls me, I answer the phone.
I know. Hey, baby steps.
Doing things I'm like that. I know. I'm the same way, though. If you call me from a number that I don't know, I'm not answering the phone. Mm-hmm. If you call me from a number that I do know and I know that you're going to talk to me for an hour, I'm still not going to answer the phone.
Maybe.
It depends on what my afternoon looks like. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Texting, man, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. So, my backyard. I've been talking about my backyard. You know, I got a quote from a guy that came out because my backyard used to have grass, mm-hmm. kind of like mm-hmm. weird. It started out as grass, and then like these weeds took over, and then I tried to fight it, and I lost the battle.
Yeah,
and I was just sick of it's too much water. You know what I mean? You feel guilty about watering it all the time, and so I was like, I'm just gonna let it die. So I let it die. Once it died. I went back there like with an axe and started like picking out. I was like, man, screw this. So I called this dude, this guy that came around and left the business card. So they got all the grass out of there. And I was like, hey, how much would you do like turf and all this stuff for? And the price he gave me was way out of my budget. So I was like, well, I'm going to do this myself. And then, you know, I've talked about that.
And that's how the pavers came into it. You did all the pavers.
Well, not even just the pavers, just like. Excavating the dirt, bringing the gravel in, compacting the like all this, these things that I've never done before in my life, but mm-hmm. YouTube, thanks to YouTube, you know, you can do anything you want. But I got to a point where I was like, okay, the next step, I can do it, but it's going to take me into the summer and I don't want to be out there in the summer.
Oh yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. So it was the turf part of it. Mm-hmm. And, so Ryan, this guy, Ryan Olson, he's a local mini truck dude here in Arizona. Remember when you came out and we recorded a podcast and we went to the Sunset Cruise night?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was like, that's where he told me. He's like, hey man, I was listening and you talked about your backyard. If you ever need any help, let me know. My family owns a landscaping company.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, noted.
Yeah.
So I called him and I was like, hey man, I'm to the point where I need some help. Well, the thing out here in Arizona, what I've noticed, or and this is probably everywhere, is that a lot of these companies won't mess with you because if they come out and you just want like $1,000 worth of work, they're just, it's not even worth their time.
Just because there's so much stuff going on.
There's so many big projects. Yeah. You know, some of these backyard projects, like he told me he's working on one right now, $75,000.
Jeez.
And then there's one down the street for me that's probably over $100,000, wow. What they're doing just in the backyard, you know? So, but anyways, he hooked me up and, the name of the company is called Advent Edge Pools and Landscape, and they're here in Arizona. So if you're in Arizona and you need any landscaping, hit them up. I'm not going to show any pictures of the backyard yet because I'm on the last. There's still one thing left that I'm.
Is the turf down?
It's down.
Oh, nice.
It's there. You'll see. Yeah, you'll see it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see it.
But there's still. I was supposed to wake up early this morning and go get some more stuff, but I haven't. But you'll see when you.
That's
get
awesome,
here.
Man. That's exciting.
And then I will. Throw my little time lapse of it here when it's all done. Heck but I yeah. just wanted to say thanks to Ryan. And if you need anything, hit him up. Advent Edge Pools and Landscape.
That's great. Yeah. Heck yeah, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's it.
That was your week?
That was my week. I don't know. After we recorded the last podcast, I was like, oh, we didn't even talk about this. We didn't talk about that. It's like when we go on these big trips. Yeah.
You didn't write anything down?
I know, right? That's usually my thing to you. You didn't write it down.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't, and I need to like really start. I always take notes on things I need to do prior to a trip.
Uh-huh.
Almost need to take notes of things on the way home from a trip.
like, yeah,
we should talk about this. Mm-hmm. You know, like almost we had how many hours in the truck together? I could have jotted down notes or
yeah. It's okay.
We know we're going to record.
You'll remember it or won't remember it. Or maybe one of these many, many questions that we got will spark.
That's what I was saying. That's going to roll right into this episode.
Yeah. So earlier this week, yeah. I put out a...
All right. Sorry, I'm just reconnecting.
No, it's okay. You're a little... No, you're fine now. You're a little glitchy there for a second.
A little glitchy,
but you're fine now.
A little glizzy?
A little glizzy? You eating hot dogs in here? All right. So I put out a thing earlier this week for people to ask those questions specifically about mini nats. We also
should we do the drop?
Drop it in.
Drop it in. Ready? Go.
Drop it in.
Drop in. Drop in. Drop. I dropped everything. I knew the drops would come.
Drop it.
All right. Okay. We got a lot of questions. Some of them do not pertain to mini nats, so we'll go with the mini nats questions first. But the first thing is, I gotta show you, I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if this is real. It looks pretty real, but this dude got a tattoo of the mini nats. I don't know if you can see it. Can you see it?
Yeah, that looks real.
I think it is real. We'll throw it up on the screen. It's a guy got a tattoo of the Southeast Mini Truck and Nationals logo. That's pretty cool.
With the state right there of North Carolina in the background. Is that the one, or is it just the logo?
No, it's just the logo. It's just the lettering. Which, now that I look at it, very clever. It is in the shape of Tennessee, which is the show's in North Carolina. What? Never mind. Forget that. Scratch that.
They're kind of the same shape.
I know. They're kind of the same shape. Yeah. That one just looks a lot like Tennessee. But anyway. Let's start at the top.
Who was that?
That was from, Bacon sent that to us.
Oh, so yeah.
Someone get it. I don't know where it came from, but, that dude really loves the show.
You know, what's funny is I never get event t-shirts cause I'm always just not thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing a reprint of event one, so I ordered a hoodie and a shirt for this one.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah,
you didn't get the super limited edition Dixon.
I actually did order one.
You did? Oh, that's cool.
Yep, I'm not a flannel guy, and I ordered it and they didn't have my size. And I have a flannel here, and I never wear it. Mm-hmm. But I thought, like, I'm not super into Dixon flannels. I'm not super into flannels really at all. But I thought, like, if I hold on to it and just keep it in the package.
It's like a memento kind of thing.
It's like a memento type thing.
Yeah. Because that is pretty cool. I mean, for
it is a big deal for like a mini truck show to align themselves with a company that also makes like Metallica flannels and all these other big name things. So I just thought, like, yeah, I might not be into it, but it's still kind of a cool thing. So
yeah,
I just got one. Anyway.
No, it's a really unique idea. That's really cool. We talk a lot about like little things that shows can do to set themselves apart. That's a little thing. I'm not saying that every show should go out and do a limited edition, you know, collaboration, but just something cool. That was really neat. All right. So again, starting at the top and working our way from the bottom.
What did Bacon ask? You know, he asked the first question.
Oh, you want to go? Okay. We can go to Bacon. His are funny anyway. He has one good question. No, I'm just kidding.
One
good question and two funny ones. He just asked, did you pet the goats that were roaming around? They're on a hill. We never really see them in person.
No, the goats that walk around.
Oh, those ones. Like pet goats. Goats. Didn't pet those. Petted a possum.
So I saw the goats, didn't pet them, got them on film. I wasn't there when the possums came back, which I was kind of bummed about because you just don't think of possums as pets, but apparently they're really cool, right?
They were so cool. Yeah, they were super cute. surprisingly cute. You're looking at them, and at first you're like, ugh, and then you're like, oh, you know. So yeah. It was awesome.
That's cool.
And then they're
so
both
you pet
rescue.
The possum.
They're both. I don't know the person who owns them. It was a lady who had them, but she was explaining that they were both rescue ones. One she found, you know, in a dumpster somewhere, and then the other one she found, or someone told her about it. It was had been living its life in a pesticide factory. And so,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about it is since it had lived there for so long, it has like neurological issues or something.
I like how the rescue in a dumpster, but isn't that where possums hang out?
Yeah, no, it was like their home.
She's like, open the dumpster. She's like, oh, this is not where you belong. And the possum's like, no, this is, I like it in here.
Hey, 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 hey. He says he's waving to his family goodbye.
Yeah, they're under the trash. They're just like, later.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But no, yeah, they were like super soft and yeah, just really cool. But no, we didn't. I didn't pet the goats. You didn't pet the goats. Nope. So did you find Dwight or Bacon? No, we didn't see either one of those people. Nope. And then this is a good question. He's all, what was the biggest and maybe embarrassing surprise that you three had?
I don't know.
Nothing was really embarrassing.
Sharing a hotel room with three people and then like going to the restroom could be like a thing that people don't talk about enough.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's a thing.
The running water method, you know, you put the running water on because
which doesn't work sometimes.
No, but hey, it is what it is. Hey. There's just things that everyone does. And then when you're in a confined space.
Yeah. When you're in the mud. And you're there to do a job and get it done. You just deal with it. It's fine. And we had Lindsay along, you know. Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see from her hear from her perspective. Like, what's it like with traveling with these two dudes? You know, I don't think we're like it's. I think we're like normal people. So I don't think anything was too weird. But no real embarrassing surprises or anything like that.
It does get on these trips. When we each have our different levels of like what stresses us out, what gives us anxiety.
Yeah.
We've all gotten a little bit better, you know, with certain things. Like I used to get real anxious when I couldn't get to a show. Like, remember we'd wake up and we're like, oh, then we'd see pictures of people already there and we would get like this anxiety and we kind of learned that we're going to be okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, but there were certain things that would stress us out. So like, in the morning, someone would try to be funny or whatever, and then it's like the other person was not in the mood to be funny. Like,
when did that happen?
Just because,
like,
thing.
That's probably
no.
Me.
That's happened with me. Like, I mean, it's happened with me too. I remember Doug going trying to get to Scraping the Coast, and there was like traffic and stuff, and he tried to make something funny because Doug makes everything funny, and I was just not having it, you know. And he's just like,
"Well, I think up, man. You and I traveling for so long together, and everybody, we've all kind of traveled, you know, for a long time together. You just kind of like know, you get the vibe." Like, okay, like, I know this dude is in a certain mindset. I'm just going to sit here and chill, you know. I think you become very hyper aware of situations like that, you know. We never asked Lindsay what her road trip thing was. Like, you know, yours is don't take pictures of me sleeping. Mine is don't take.
Oh, the road trip rules?
Road trip rules. Mine is no hat, no hat, no photos. We never figured out what hers was. Maybe she was just chill with everything. She don't care.
Yeah, she seems like the type that just doesn't care.
Yeah, no, yeah. All right. So moving on, our buddy, Kenny Slamberg on Instagram, who did us a solid and drug his truck super hard. He asked, he's all, how long should I wait until I actually look under my truck? He's all, by the way, just got home from Italy because he came out to Mini-Nats, with him and his friend. I can't remember his friend's name, which that happens.
Kenny's
Sean.
Buddy.
Sean.
Oh
yeah. His buddy Sean.
Good job.
They came out. They hung out for the show. They drugged the crap out of Kenny's truck Saturday night, and then he went home and flew to Italy.
Yep.
And now he's back.
And now he's
back.
Did
you see that?
I would never look under the truck.
Yeah, I know. Don't.
No.
Unless something's
falling. Until something happens. Yeah. Like, I remember when I took Holly's Titan to LST, and I towed the airbag trailer with Jose's truck on it, and I got to somewhere, and they looked at the tire. They were, like, looking at the tire. I was like, what are you doing? Was that you?
That was me.
And I was like, what are you doing? I was like, don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to know if they're bald.
Right.
There's nothing I'm going to do about it unless that thing blows out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Don't look at it. Did you see that photo of him in Italy wearing? I'll send it to you. We'll put it on the Drop Instagram. It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's him wearing a Grinder TV shirt, drop hat in front of this statue with its wiener hanging out. I thought it was pretty good.
That's amazing. We'll put it here too.
Yeah. We'll put it in this episode. All right. Let's see. Oops. Matt. Lance's buddy.
Lance's buddy, Matt.
He said, were any buckets harmed at this year's show? Do you remember? Do you know what
No, we didn't bring buckets.
But do you know what he's referencing?
When I fell through the bucket. Yeah, when you fell through the bucket.
After all, everything went to shit, and we're just doing that, and I fall through the bucket, and I just go,
It's just summed up the weekend.
Yeah, that was basically it.
Yeah. We were mighty prepared this year,
dude,
so we didn't need those.
100% prepared. This is another good one. S_10_kid asks, what was the most interesting y'all see driving? What was the most interesting thing y'all see driving down to North Carolina on the road?
Water.
Yeah.
Rivers.
Yeah. Like waterfalls.
Bodies of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The Ken Block thing was cool. Or not the Ken, the car. We talked about that last episode, like the Shamrock, the Shamrock Town thing. Nothing really crazy on the town. That was kind of the one kind of thing was weird when we dipped into that little liquor store, that state-run liquor store that was kind of like just by itself. That was kind of a weird vibe.
Oh, you went in. I didn't go inside. You went inside.
Yeah, I went inside. It was a vibe. Yeah. It was like a, what are you doing here kind of thing.
Anyway. Oh yeah, well yeah, because like when we do travel, we try to stop at Love's, Truck Pilots, Flying J's, because you know that's just they have the bigger bathrooms, they're usually cleaner. There's just stuff. We don't stop at like Chevron's or Exxon's or weird random gas stations, you know, that on the exits. But that for some reason we had to stop. We stopped there and it was just some random liquor store and there was nothing else on this exit except like a cement factory.
And the clouds were like moving all weird. That was So that was pretty ominous. But no, other than that, it was chill. We didn't see anything go down. We could have. Did you see that train that exploded on the 40?
Yeah.
That could have been us. Did you also
see all of the tornadoes that hit?
Yeah. That could have been us too.
Yes.
We missed all that stuff.
Yeah, we drove right through that. So that was the weekend after. Yeah, that train exploded, shut down the 40 for 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And then all those tornadoes that were insane.
Yeah. Yeah. No, lucky we didn't get any of that stuff. So yeah, that would have been crazy. Imagine just cruising down the road and just like see that thing explode. It'd be crazy. Now these are some questions. So we were talking about like specifically about the trip and these are some good questions about the trip because one of the questions that we said that we would kind of put it out there is like the fuel cost and like, what does it cost to do this? So a couple of people asked, I don't know if we should shout them out individually, but there were a few questions asked, like how much was fuel? If someone wanted to go do this trip, what would they expect it to cost them?
Yeah, no problem. I have, where's our mini nuts chat? It is mini nuts. We have a mini nuts chat on Instagram. That was me, you and Lindsay.
And there's, now including a few more people for next year.
For next year. Yeah. Let's see. I was got to scroll up. Sorry for the dead air, everyone. I should have been more prepared for this.
Well, I guess I'll just, I thought it was a couple of people. I think it's just one person. So Patrick Graven asked about that. He says the fuel question is a good one, or like, what should one budget for the whole trip? That's what he asked. I thought there was another one. I think, our buddy Jordan and our Jordan asked the same question.
Where is it? Didn't I put it in the chat?
No, it was Tyler. Sorry. It was Tyler McLaren, our 17th favorite Canadian.
He's our fourth favorite Canadian.
I just keep changing the random number. He's our 38th
Canadian. Didn't I put the fuel costs and stuff in that mini truck Nats chat?
You did. And I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, so this is all Bucky's when we're leaving. Oh, it's right here. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's when I said the wrong number because I found. Oh.
Elevator music.
Yeah, elevator. No, because I put a price, remember, and then I found some more.
It was only off by like $200. So whatever that first number you found plus.
Like $200. So it was like, so gas was, we probably averaged 10 to 11 miles per gallon the whole trip. We drive slow. If we would have went faster, it would have been like 9 miles per gallon, but we just don't drive that fast. So, our fuel bill was to like $1,200.
Yeah. And that's from Phoenix.
Phoenix. Yeah. So you're another 150, $175 or something like that. Yeah. So like if you're going SoCal and you're in a half ton truck and it doesn't matter like the half ton truck, cause when Morgan takes her Chevy pulling Joe's little enclosed trailer, like they average kind of the same fuel.
And even so if, like if it's a huge, cause someone asked about, you know, gas versus diesel, but even diesels are getting 10 miles to the gallon too, pretty consistently. around that.
You were breaking up there. Yeah. 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 Yeah, and then we spent $600 in hotels.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about $1,600 to $1,700.
Well, you're talking about like $2,000.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm real bad at that. But yeah, so around $2,000.
Yeah, but it's not, it sounds bad, but here's the thing. Put three people in a truck. Mm-hmm. That's only, that was, it was only like $650 a piece. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not that bad. And we went, we had a hotel room Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then we had like seven nights of hotels. Mm-hmm. You know, so you could, just don't get fancy hotels. Look for like Quality Inns, Comfort Inns, stuff like that. And we were, you know, about a hundred bucks a night for hotels. Mm-hmm. And then we booked the hotel for Maggie Valley way in advance.
Yeah, that's another key that, to get the lock in yeah. that cheaper price. And then of course, yeah, like and regular food cost and
yeah, that's but you have to eat at home anyways. So right. food cost is kind of a weird thing because yeah, you got to eat when you're on the road, but you also have to eat when you're home. Right. So you're paying for food regardless. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of prepare our food, and we buy food at Walmart and stuff. So like,
yeah, we've kind of found a couple little hacks here and there to save some
money. Yeah, yeah. The biggest money saver, I mean, out of all of this stuff, is every time you stop for gas, don't buy a soda. Just buy a 12-pack of sodas.
Yep, and snacks.
Even if you buy a 12-pack of sodas at the gas station and it's $8 or $9, you're paying $1.50 to $2 for a soda every time you stop mm-hmm. instead of just buying 12 of them for $8.
Yeah.
So like little things like that. It sounds kind of hacky and stuff, but it makes sense.
Hey, that's people want to know like how. I mean, we do this all the time, and those are the little things that we found to help us out.
Your thing is Uncrustables and Pop-Tarts. Yep. So like, and that's perfect because a thing of Pop-Tarts and a thing of Uncrustables is under $10. That's like how many times do we, you know, you can eat that. Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Versus one meal that's going to cost you $10 or $12.
Yeah. Or like you said, like sodas and like just little snacks and stuff at the truck stops or, yeah, just little things to save money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Buying a big old thing of what was it? Sour gummy bears.
Oh yeah. I think they're a pound or 2 pound bags at a time, which also could get you into trouble because you're just kind of like mindlessly eating.
We would have to like. Yeah, exactly. We'd have to shut the bag. The bag would be in the same place, but if the bag was open, we would just be eating. If the bag was shut, we wouldn't be eating. So we were sitting there in silence waiting for the next person to open the bag.
Or the other way where I'm like, or either one of us are like, hey, man, I'm doing you a favor right now. I'm cutting you
shutting
off.
The bag.
I'm cutting you off right now. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's see here. All right. Next. Sorry, I jumped over conversations.
It's all good. Elevator music.
Sorry, I got a message and then I started thinking about that message. So my brain was like, oh, we're done with this for a minute. Let me go over here and think about this for a little bit.
Yeah.
This is a good question. This is from Ivan, right. Who I'm going to be seeing tomorrow because we're rolling out to Cruise of the Pines together. He says, who chooses the music and do either of you guys ever feel like, okay, I'm done with your jams? That's a good question because I am the way I am.
Especially here's the thing. You think that you're like this weird, different guy when it comes to music.
Uh-huh.
But like me and Lindsay told you, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not. You want to be.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't think it's necessarily when I say that it's because of my type of music because it's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's because I tend to get obsessed with certain things and I play them over and over and over and over. I think that's what I mean when I say that. Like, hey guys, sorry. Okay.
I'm playing this again. I'm doing this again.
Yeah. Because I just kind
of
play
That's mine too. I think both of our, I was thinking about this the other night. Mm-hmm. I got to really get into my Spotify playlist and like, either make two playlists or like add more to my playlist because I don't listen to music enough when I'm home. Mm-hmm. But when I get on the road, I'm like, I've listened to this song already over and over and over again. And I don't mind listening to it all over and over again. Okay. You know, like,
well, then that's good because sometimes I'm driving and the song comes over me. I'm like, oh my God, we've listened to this. This is the third time. I don't know. I just get self-conscious.
But what are the rules, right? It's whoever's driving is kind of in control.
Yeah. And sometimes Sometimes, because sometimes you'll be like, yeah, just put something on and I'll be in the passenger
seat. Yeah, because I can drive in complete silence.
Yeah.
I can get lost in my thoughts and kind of just like.
I can't.
I think, yeah, you can't. You have to have something like distracting you or whatever. And I think that that's just two types of people, because there's a lot of people that just can't go in silence. They have to have something on.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious at Havasu Meltdown. Did you had to go somewhere? You went and got coffee, went to the bathroom or something, and then you came back and you were just blaring your music.
Well, yeah, that was kind of, I was just trying
to. No, but you were looking at me, staring at me because you were doing it on purpose.
Because that's kind of like a little joke now, because I'll do that. Yeah.
It's pretty funny. But yeah, no, it was fun when we were coming down from Gatlinburg and we finally got onto the 40. Remember after we were going through freaking honky tonk land? Mm-hmm. And, we get on the 40 and we just were blaring the stereo, and all three of us were just like
windows
mobbing.
Rolled down because the
windows rolled down. Weather's perfect. It's just like, yeah, that's like some of my favorite. Like I can't do that constantly for hours on end, but it's always fun to do that.
Yeah, and that's when on this last trip, driving your truck all the way out there, like I'm like, I got to put a system in my truck because it's so much nicer. I got in my truck and it sounds like I was listening to it on like a Bluetooth speaker.
It's one of the most important things to me. Like,
yeah,
if you're going to go on long road trips, like you got to kind of, you know, and that stuff in my truck's old, you know, but it still sounds fine.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. You were having a good time cruising up and down the strip too.
Oh, I know. Oh yeah, I know. And that was also kind of a little problematic, 'cause like, I'm kind of like getting into my thing and then you guys are yelling at me like, slow down, speed. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. So I had to like find this balance. Like what I got actually really good at was like, I was just, you know, listening to music and stuff, but I was like looking in the rearview mirror and I could tell when you were doing something, I was like gauging it off of that. Like, I'm like, oh, he wants to see this thing. So I like slow down. And then once you were done, I sped up to the next one. So I kind of got in that groove, but yeah, it was fun. Yeah. 'Cause you know me, that's what I like to do.
Yeah. You're just jamming. And it's fun. 'Cause when you're driving up and down the Maggie Valley, when you're the driver, there's no one hanging out in the truck with you.
Yeah. No, you just kind of by
yourself. It's just you. Everyone's in the bed like, yeah, having fun. And you're in the driver just like,
like, this is cool.
Yeah. But no, I would say both our music is not far apart in taste.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of it crosses over. Like, I don't think there's anything you listen to that I'm like, I don't like that. You know, I'm sure there's stuff I listen to that you're probably like, eh. But like, it's tolerable enough to where like we don't care whose music is on type thing.
Right. The only one that I was wondering about was when I get that shift at night, like the late shift, I kind of like get into this mode of driving, and I used to like fill it with a lot of like new wave music and like call it dark wave or new wave or like goth music. But this time I've been listening to like a lot of Spanish music.
Yeah.
So I was like listening to like a lot of like Norteña music with like a lot of accordions and stuff like that. So I was like, hey, we'll see how this goes. You guys didn't seem to mind. So
I just like wake up out of a sleep and I touch the power button. I'm like, no more.
You're like, no, just turn it down. No.
You're not allowed to play that music in this state.
We were in New Mexico, so I think it was okay. But So that was a good question.
That was.
This is a good one. Favorite truck there from NR Fathead.
That is a good one.
That's a hard one. That's a very hard question to answer, because there are just so many cool trucks,
and they're all different types. So you've got like trucks with graphics, trucks without, like, and you like. It's hard to pick one because they're equally as cool, but I don't know. That Toyota that was down from us that had the Subaru motor and it was rad. We all kept talking about that, and that was not a nice truck. It was just a cool truck, you know, like nice and cool or whatever. And it's also hard to pay attention when you're filming. You're kind of just like, go, go, go.
Yeah. That happens at every show. You just get in this mode of you just kind of like live in the viewfinder and you're not really soaking anything in, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did I break up?
I didn't know what you said there because you broke up. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it good now?
It's no, you're like, I mean, you're there, but you're kind of pixelated a little bit. Oh. I don't know if that's my internet or your internet, but
I don't know. It's happened a couple times on you, but I've gotten through it.
I know. We've powered through. We've
powered through.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what truck always stands out to me? Well, it has the last couple of years is Santanillas.
I was gonna say that.
It's such
a cool truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have we have some front footage somewhere we could throw in here? What it looks
like?
I'm
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So bright doesn't quite exactly describe it. It is a ultra bright pink first gen 4Runner.
Yeah, because it's not like neon. Yeah. It's just bright.
It's just bright. It's like a magenta. It's like a bright magenta is what it is.
Yeah.
Covered in cool graphics. And we've seen that truck because he had another Toyota a couple years ago. And then we saw that truck when he first got it, when it was just bagged and a stock outside. And we've kind of been watching. And he's been sending us updates the whole time. That's probably why we're so into it. But yeah, that truck is super killer. Another one that I was kind of obsessed with this time around was there's this dude from Houston. Ryan, I know his name. Ryan. Ryan from Houston. Man, he's got a standard cab Toyota.
Good with this.
I know. I told you I'm trying. Which, watch, that's wrong. He's like, my name's Steve. No.
Oh, whatever, man.
Whatever. I tried. It's a standard cab Toyota. And I met him for the first time at LST a few years ago. And he just got the truck. It was already bagged. It's got a gigantic set of rear wheels on it. They're like super, the offset's super deep on them. And he's been working on it, and now it's got graphics on it, and he did the two-tone graphics, so like it's one set of graphics on one side, completely different set of graphics on the other side. So I was kind of obsessed with that truck.
That's one we were filming, like the last one we filmed on Saturday night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's got like I think he has a 4Runner back window in it too that rolls down.
Yeah.
It's a pretty crazy truck. Very cool. I was obsessed with that one. Santinella's truck. Obviously, you know, Oliver's truck being there, and the Stranger and all those, and Zach's
that,
truck.
That was good. I was going to say something about, and I think I know what's messing this up. I think it's the connection. I'm because I have the Osmo. Is that the Pocket? Not the Osmo.
Oh, the Pocket.
The Pocket streaming to my phone so I could see it. And I think that's what was messing up the signal.
Oh, with your computer?
Because I turned it off and it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. No, not with my phone to the Pocket.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, you're good? Everything good?
And I turned it off. So I think that's. I was going to say, like, those trucks are the best ones there,
mm-hmm.
but that's what they are. It's almost like a Camaro. Like when you go to a drag race and you see a Camaro and you see a Mustang and you see the dragster.
Yeah.
Well, those are fast.
Yeah, they're
you're expecting to be fast.
Right.
But then you like a truck gets out there or a Honda gets out there and goes down the thing. And you're like, that's what gets my attention. Cause you walk up and you're like, yeah, it's Oliver's truck. Yeah. It's a Stranger. These are the best trucks out there. They're amazing. And you could sit there and stare at them all day. But then like, it's, I don't know if I'm explaining that.
No, right, I totally get it. Cause, another cool one that I came across, we'll throw the footage up with this one. It's an S10 and it had I wouldn't call them graphics. They're like, it's just images. Like it had an alien on one side. I think the whole thing was alien themed cause it had a spaceship on one side, alien on the other. And I saw it and I was like attracted to it. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. And as I'm, you know, cause you know, you film the truck, you start talking to the person who owns it and you're kind of doing your thing and talking to them. And I was like, man, this thing is so killer. You know, I'm not really a wrap guy. He's like, that's not a wrap. And I was like, what? And he says, yeah, it's spray painted with spray cans and then cleared. And I was like, whoa. I mean, it looked like a wrap because it wasn't shiny like a paint job, but it wasn't like matte like spray cans. It was it lived somewhere in the middle because it was cleared. And I was just like, it was super cool. So that's another one that really sticks out in my mind.
There's a white Ranger that goes every year. And it's like purple and white, and it's got big stacks through the hood.
That truck's sick.
Yeah, that I love that one. I sat there and talked to him for a while. I didn't even make it where that S10 you're talking about. That's like when you left our booth and went straight north.
No. Oh yeah, north. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh oh, you're frozen.
Yeah. I didn't even make it to that area.
Yeah, I know. I made it because it's kind of tucked away. You know. Yeah.
I usually start in that area, and I just didn't.
Mm. No, it was cool. That truck was cool. Like I said, tons and tons of trucks. So watch the footage and pick your favorite and tell us what your favorite was. Or if you were there, tell us what your favorite one was.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. The other questions are just regular questions that we can save for another time. Not really many Nats centric. Let me just double check. This is a good one from producer Will. He says, why do you got to switch it to a 10-day trip? When I'm finally hoping to go, some of us have jobs. Take a vacation, sorry. Will.
Yeah, take a vacation. Speaking of that, we got a cabin for next year.
Oh, yeah, sick.
Yeah. So I kept like going back and forth on which one and like what's the best. And then I'm like, if we don't get booked this now, like they're going to start to go.
Yeah. They're going to start to go. And then also, which is another good question that was in here. They're going to start to go. And then what you're left is with the ones that are way up in the hills.
Yep.
That's also a hassle.
So I was like, when I do book these things, I like go on Google Maps, because when you book on Airbnb or VRBO, they don't give you the exact location. VRBO actually seems to give you more of an exact location than Airbnb. But you can like look at the house, and then I go on Google Maps and I go Street View and I go drive around the streets and I find it. And then I'm like, let me see if this looks like what it looks like in the photos. And then also look for like parking, because a lot of the times these won't have parking, good parking. So the one that we got is literally like two blocks from the ghost town. It's like right behind the ghost town thing.
Oh, right on that part of town. Yeah. That's sick. Yeah. That's
well, I sent you the image. Didn't you see it? Did you see like the ghost town?
I didn't see the ghost. I just saw the interior images. I didn't get to the ghost town part.
No, I sent you the image and it showed you responded to it.
I did. I saw it. I swear I looked at it, but maybe.
No, the aerial view of where.
Oh,
it was.
I didn't see the aerial view. I just saw the link. You sent me the link to it.
Oh, I see. I did. I sent the link with the image because I said I wanted to show you where it was in conjunction with if you tap on the photo that's that is with that message. Uh-huh. There's little red circles and I wrote ghost town and circled where the cabin was.
I'll go back and look at that.
Okay.
All right.
I'll resend it to you right now. Cause I want like you look at it and you're like, oh, that's super close.
Yeah. No, and it looks really cool too.
Yeah, but that's the problem though. Like you said, like it could look really cool, but some of those way back up in the woods look really cool. And then you're like,
let me see.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Look at that.
Oh yeah. Okay. I see now. Oh, that's cool. It's kind of like in a little neighborhood.
Yeah, it's called the Cliffs.
Nice.
But you see ghost towns right there. And like we could probably just like sit there and fly the drone over the little shoots that they do.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Do like a little montage of all the different things that go down. Because a lot of people head up there to do photo shoots. Like we were talking about before. Yep. Like they had a cover truck shoot where it was all cover trucks. And then they had like a Ranger thing. And it was pretty cool.
A Nissan thing.
Nissan thing.
But yeah, I got that Monday to Sunday. And like that's the thing though with Will. Will does you don't have to go the whole time. Just get there when you get there.
Yeah. Yeah. No one's forcing you. Yeah. It would be a lot cooler if you were there.
Yeah.
Because we need more trucks. Cooler
if you didn't have a job.
Yeah, I know. Tell that to his wife, like, oh sorry. These guys told me.
She's got a good job. It's all right.
So this is we'll wrap it up on this one because this is a good one. NR_BearAZ asks, what's the best part, cruising or quality of trucks? And I thought about this because it's easy to go like, no, they're both cool. Pick one. Which one you think is cooler?
I don't know. That's tough because would you go? Because like, I kind of goes back to when I was talking about like Forbidden is like, you can go to Forbidden, but there's no cruising. Mm-hmm. So you're going there for the trucks, but also like the hotel's convenient and all that stuff too. I don't think Mini Nats would be what it is without the cruising.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be like if you take away the cruising, I don't know how it would be. It'd be really interesting to see, you know, but I'm not going to pick one because even if there was no cruising and there was just the trucks, I would still go. If there was no trucks and there was only cruising, I wouldn't go.
That's a good point.
Because there are shows out there that are huge. Then they're not shows. They're just cruising.
Well, that's what that rod run thing was over in Pigeon
Forge. Cruising the coast, too,
is
insanely huge. But, yeah, I don't know. I think one doesn't happen without the other. And it's hard. That's a tough one.
I like the cruising.
Well, I mean, yeah, but would you go if there was no show?
No.
Exactly.
I totally see what you're saying. I was just trying to put the gas on it and see what if you could pick one. But no, you're right.
Yeah.
It's just they go hand in hand together. I really love the cruising, so that's why I would say that first, you know? Because like my whole thing is like I love the trucks, but I really love them when they're moving, you know.
I think like say if your truck you submitted it didn't get picked for the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's still worth going. Because you can walk around the show during the day and then do the then participate in the cruising at night.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's I'm trying to think what I had a thought in my head and it just went away.
It's okay. We're done anyway.
I don't know. Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're about done. No, I'm just kidding. No. That's all the questions pertaining to Mininats. We'll save the other ones for a later time because there are quite a few. So next week we'll be talking about our trip to Cruise of the Pines. that I either made her.
And how smooth and how smoothly it went.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's like I said, it's Monday morning. It either went smooth or it didn't.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun because, like, we're, we'll talk about it in the postcast.
Yeah. The postcast.
Yeah. Because it doesn't, no one will be interested in this conversation that I'm about to have.
So. Oh, okay. That's fine. All right. Well, then,
okay.
LiveLifeCustom.com, Grindr-TV.com. We got new stuff. Go check it out.
Oh, yeah. We should have talked about your new shirt at the very beginning of this.
We already talked about my new shirt in this last episode.
Talk about it again. Again.
Oh, again.
All the time.
I got a new shirt. It's called, I settle on the name. It's the Sixth Street Taco. Right? Street tacos, because you eat tacos on the street. It's a taco on a street.
So that, I always, there's so many cool names for that. I even thought of one this morning, like street tacos. Get your street taco.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Get your street taco. Like, get your tacos on Sixth Street. There's so many cool names for it.
Yeah. So that's available. We got that new shirt. It's, when this comes out, the pre-order will be over. So, but I might extend it.
When,
well, I don't know.
Yeah. When you can't, or not canceling, when you stop in the pre-order?
It was supposed to stop when this episode came out on this Monday, which is the 6th. Yeah. Yeah. But we'll see. It might still be up for pre-order. If it's not, then at that point, it'll just be up for order. So you can just buy them. It just, the talls will be gone. So the tall options will be gone. So, you know, if
I may make a suggestion.
Yes.
Print a couple extra talls just to have them. Like,
I thought about that.
Like, yeah, like three extra large talls, 3 2Xs, like, and then 2 3, like, just to have them because.
But I'm going to have those. Like, I don't think those will be available on the website. I'll have those in the booth for those random people who ask, hey, do you have that in a tall? Yes, I do.
Yeah, exactly. Just having a couple on hand is always nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, either order them on the website or catch us at Rolling in the Red Rocks in a couple of weeks. But if you order them on the website, that'll get you entered in to win our...
Whatever we're trying. Chris messaged me and he's like, hey, man, because he's moving shops right now. He's like...
Oh, really?
Moving. He's actually, moving physical locations and he's doing a bunch of demo in the new location. So he's busy. So it'll be either like a double din and a reverse camera or a amp and subs. It'll be something audio related.
Yeah, definitely. So get in on that. And then you got your new shirt, the Mini Nat shirt. Or are you just calling it the Mini Nat shirt? Because like you don't like the last one's like you called, you know, Texas Road Trip.
So. No, I've just been calling this one the Maggie Valley shirt.
Oh, okay.
Or the goat shirt. I don't know. Nothing really stuck.
The chicken
sandwich
shirt.
Oh, yeah. The goat sandwich.
The goat sandwich.
But yeah, I'll have those at Rolling in the Red Rocks as well, because Frank is going to be so nice to go out of his way.
100 miles. It's 50 there and 50 back.
I'll try to get Brandon to take him to his house.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Then it'll be 25-25. So
yeah,
that won't be too bad. No, and you'll
have
anything
and
for
you'll have,
you, man.
And you'll have the trailer, so you have plenty of room to put the boxes on because it'll be a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
I'm worried about taking them home because I'm not. I'm going to have the Titan.
Yeah,
never mind.
You're going to be fine.
I keep thinking I'm going to take the Maverick, and it's just like, never mind.
No.
All right, we got to go.
All right, bye. See you next week. Later.